Good evening. This is Sugandhi Iyer from Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. I'm live on BBS Radio Station 1 right now. So, welcome to the Joyful Manifestation Show, the show that talks about all things manifestation. We have a bunch of questions here that I have already received, and I will be, you know, answering these questions one by one. You will be allowed to call in probably from the next show onwards, but for right now, we're just addressing some very, very important manifestation questions that have been coming in. So, you know, some of the questions have to do with the show itself, like why joyful manifestation? I think a lot of you, you know, listening today are aware that there's a lot of stuff happening right now in this world, which is maybe I could call it far from joyful. And, you know, I found that I just thought that it was important to come up with an idea or show that was based on joy and joyful manifestation, so that we can take some of this energy, you know, which I would call dark, and transform it into joy for each person individually in his or her life, and, you know, so the society as a whole and the whole world as such. You know, if we can all kind of bring in some of this joy into each one of us, make our lives joyful, then we become really well equipped to bring this to the world. So joyful manifestation basically means that there is this energy of joy, it's a vibration of joy that is available in this universe, in this space, all around us. And if we get into alignment, you know, getting into line with, which is alignment, getting into line with this particular energy of joy, then what happens is that we start to attract similar events that that resonate with the vibration of joy. So in this world, there are many, many types of energies, you know, and each energy represents a certain type of vibration. For example, you know, the energy of sadness, well, it's, you know, self-explanatory. We don't need to even go into this. What it attracts is more sadness. So basically, if you are in tune, in line with this energy of sadness, then it attracts more reasons to be sad, and you kind of remain in this energy of sadness for, well, until the time that you decide you've had enough. And, you know, these different types of energies that are there, you've got the energy of sickness. And so you've got a lot of people who basically are in this energy of sickness, and it just kind of attracts more and more of the same. And the best way to explain it to you is, you know, if you have a pipe, you've got all these pipes and they bring different things to your home. So they bring, well, one pipe can bring gas, there are these pipes that bring water, you know, then you've got your telephone lines, you've got electricity. So you've got all of these different things, different lines and pipes that bring you all of these things to your home so that your home can function well. Now, well, you wouldn't want, you know, your electricity has to run on a certain, you know, line, your water lines, gas lines, you can't mix them up because, well, you're not going to get the results that you want. You won't have your electricity turn on, you won't have your gas turn on, water turn on, etc. So if we take so much care that we don't want to mix up these lines that come to our home so that our homes can function well, then why would we mix up the lines of energy that are around us, existing in this space around us? And, you know, we want happiness, but we are tapping into the line of sadness, the energy line of sadness. So you can't get happiness supplied to you, you know, happy events supplied to you if you're tapping into a line of sadness. And you can't get, you know, good health and abundance if you're tapping into lines of sickness, poverty, etc. So just always remember, like, if you keep in mind the fact that, okay, if we want our homes to run well, what do? We connect the right supply lines to the right places, and we have what we want. The same way in life, in our life, whatever we tune into, so I call it the tuning process, whatever we tune into, because we're all like antennas and, you know, tuners, and we can tune into anything we want. Well, whatever you tune into is exactly what you're going to get. So if you want fantastic romance in your life, and you want that person to come in riding on his golden horse, well, if you've got golden horses, why not? Then watching a lot of sad movies, you know, where you've got people crying and losing each other, it's very hard to be in the vibration of joyful manifestation, where you're trying to manifest a particular person or just romance in your life. Now, keeping this in mind, what is joyful manifestation? Anything that is joyful and will give you an experience of joy, and just thinking about it brings you that joy. Well, whatever you manifest from that is joyful manifestation, and you're using this process. This joyful manifestation process is a 10-step process that I personally, you know, created over the last few years, and it's there in my book, Joyful Manifestation, which is available on Amazon and other outlets, you know, internet retailers. And you can get this book. It's got the joyful manifestation process in it. It's a 10-step process. And it will guide you through the process of getting to this place of joy where everything that you manifest is joy and is joyful and brings you more joy into your life. So having said that, you know, this show, Joyful Manifestation, it's what I've just given you is a very, very small, brief background or explanation of the process. And we will be going into individual questions and other themes, and try to help you get your life story wherever it is right now. It doesn't matter where your life is right now. Okay, it doesn't matter. If your mind is saying, how's that possible? You know, my life right now, it's down in the dumps. Bad things are happening. I'm seeing grief and I'm seeing poverty and I'm seeing sadness all around me. How am I going to get into this joyful place and this joyful manifestation place that this person who suddenly decides she wants to start a radio show and she comes on and she's telling us about this, well, how are we going to do it? Well, we guide you through that. So I guide you through that, and it's not going to be difficult at all. So wow, take a deep breath. Nothing, you know, it's not difficult. It's really, really very easy. And we can guide you through this whole process. So before I start, you know, getting into the first few questions that I've received that I want to talk about, we can go on a brief interval. So we'll just take a small pause, a 2-minute pause, and then we'll come back. Thank you. And I hope you hang on. We're back. This is Sugandhi Iyer again. And, you know, we're going into this thing about lack and abundance. So someone asked me this question that you're talking, you know, good things, you know, talking happy things, but my mind is completely full of lack. I keep thinking that this is not going to happen, that is not going to happen. Everything is breaking down around me. So what do I do about that? And here's what I would say to this. The mind is composed of darkness and lightness. Okay, so everybody's mind is like that. It's got the dark element and it's got the light element. So if, you know, even in this universe, in space all around us, there's darkness and there's light. So when the darkness takes over our minds, it's what we call negativity, and it's very, very hard to think good thoughts. Because from these good thoughts, you're going to get this feeling of abundance. And that's really what it is. If your mind has darkness in it, it's going to have negative thoughts. So the negative thoughts is equal to darkness, is equal to lack. And that's what you're going to keep manifesting, because that's what you're thinking about. And what the universe thinks is, okay, if you're thinking dark thoughts, negative thoughts, it means that's what you want. This is very, very simple. This is how the universe works. It's just the universe is not going to do too much thinking for you, because according to the universe, you're the manifester. So why should it interfere? It doesn't want to interfere, because then it is interfering in your life story, and you're the story writer. You are the story writer. You get to see what happens next, and you get to see it with your thoughts, what you think, how you feel, all of these things, you know. So if the universe gets these beep, beep, beep messages from you that, oh my God, my life sucks, and I'm sure that tomorrow there's this big, big hole that's going to open up in the middle of the road and swallow me within it, right? So it's just going to swallow me. It's just going to open up suddenly and it's going to swallow me. Well, the universe thinks, maybe she wants an experience of being swallowed up in life, that is. I mean, honestly, I doubt that the universe is really going to put you into this big hole, but it will bring something equal to that, this feeling of being sucked into quicksand, you know, into a whirlpool of being, of drowning, and all of these things where your life is out of control. So the universe will bring you more of these things because it thinks that's what you want. Now, the universe is not dumb, but it's not going to make something good for you when all the power and all the energy that you're putting behind it is bad, 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 bad. So you are literally going to experience what you put out there, literally. Okay. Now, there are a lot of positive forces that are also working in your favor. And they could be in the form of, well, if you believe in angels and guides and people in your life who have a positive vibration, who have positive thoughts. So you've got all of these positive things going for your life. And maybe they might try to come in and say, hey, you know, what about this? What about the fact that the sun shines so brightly? What about the fact that there are fluffy, you know, white clouds in the sky, and there's a gentle breeze that's blowing? Do you feel any of this at all? No, you don't. You're still, you know, in your darkness and your sadness. Okay, so we're so sorry that we interrupted. Maybe we will take ourselves out of your life, you know, for a short time, or maybe permanently. We will take ourselves out of your life until you decide you want to have some of us positive thinking, guides, spirits, angels, people back again in your life. So here is this person who is, well, in darkness, in a very negative frame of mind, creating more and more lack. And the positive people that try to come in are being pushed out, just simply being pushed out. So if you're one of those people, you know, just decide what you want. And how do you decide what you want? Well, do you like what you see? Do you like the consequences? of, you know, what you're putting out. I'm not trying to blame you here, because this whole show is not about blame. The whole show is about making you the best joyful manifester ever. The whole show is about making you into a joyful manifester. And that's what this is about. We're not blaming anybody. Come on. And I know for one that joyful manifestation works. It's tried and tested over like thousands of people. Literally, I've worked with thousands of people. It's tried and tested, and it will work for you. All you have to do is decide. It's very, very simple. Right now, in this moment, okay, think about what's going on in your life. Now, if you feel that I don't like what I'm seeing, I just don't like what I'm seeing, and I want different results, I want different consequences, I want to see different things happening, then it's as simple as clicking your fingers and saying that I'm getting out of this right now. That's it. It's really, really very simple. And once you make a decision, then you can get out. Now, even while you're thinking of getting out, there is this thing that's going to happen in your mind. You've got the good voice, you've got the bad voice. So the bad voice is going to say, oh, but if you decide to get out of your slump, and if you decide to become a joyful manifester, and, you know, try, start deciding to manifest amazing things in your life, what about how good you feel? What about how good you feel when you feel bad? Oh my God, yes. You know, it's true. A lot of us feel good when we feel bad. It's true. I mean, how good it feels to see, you know, when you go for a movie and you're seeing people like losing each other and you're crying your heart out, and it feels so good to cry your heart out there. So you might actually lose the feeling, the good feeling of feeling bad. And that's one thing that you need to decide, you know, if it's worth feeling good when you feel bad. I mean, if it's worth the good feeling that you feel when you feel bad, okay, that's a bit of a tongue twister. Or is it better to have consequences that you can take to your bank, literally take to your bank, okay? Money, a good relationship, happy family, prosperity, seeing good things happen in the world, in the society around you, seeing your country prosper, seeing people around you smiling and being happy. Yes, of course, all of these things can happen and will happen if you decide that having good consequences in your life is much better than feeling good when you feel bad. Okay, once you've decided that, then what you can do is start tuning into abundance. And what is abundance? Abundance is, oh my God, even when I take the word, when I say the word, I just feel like it's so rich. You almost want to like dig into it, right? Like if you had a nice pizza or whatever it is that you like to eat, and you just want to dig into it because it just feels so good and it tastes so good. And that's what the word abundance does to us. It's like, what is abundance? Abundance is simply like plenty, plentifulness, plenty, plenty, plenty. A lot of something. Of course, we don't mean abundance, you know, it can also be an abundance of pain or an abundance of sadness, literally in English, but we're not using the word abundance to think of abundance of sadness and pain. You're thinking of abundance in terms of a lot of good stuff. And when you start to tune into the lot of good stuff, then what happens is that you basically start walking towards it and you start to see life differently. So then life is no longer really, really painful. It's no longer really, really hard, and it's not a struggle. Good things happen. Life becomes easy. It starts to flow. People start to be nice to you. You start to see goodness around you. You start to see more people smile at you and with their eyes, and you start to see people treat you well. And this is the result of deciding to get into abundance, like an abundance of joy, an abundance of money, an abundance of humor, laughter, an abundance of people walking up to you and telling you how beautiful you look or how pretty you are. And it really doesn't matter if you're, you know, your hair is straight, your hair is curly, it's if you know, whatever, however you look, it really doesn't matter because people just walk up to you and tell you how beautiful you are. And that's because you are in an energy that they feel, okay, is good. And they feel the abundance and they feel the joy. And that's what they're saying is really, really beautiful. And if you carry this energy of abundance, then, you know, guess what? I'm telling you, it really doesn't matter what skin color you have or what color your eyes are, your hair, nothing matters. If you're fat, you're thin, you're tall, you're short, how does it matter? People want to be close to you. They just want to stick to you. They just want to stick to you. They're trying to get really, really close. And that's because you're giving out this vibration of abundance. And what a difference, correct? I mean, here you are, a beam of light, and you're walking in this world, and everybody wants to be your friend. Of course, you get to choose who you want as your friend. That's your choice. You have free will. But like, everybody just wants to share your light. And think of, you know, why wouldn't you want to be this way? Because, you know, think of the sun, right? I mean, if the sun decided, ugh, I've had such a hard time, millions of years, you know, shining. It's so hard for me to shine. I'm tired of shining, you know, all this golden light and burning fire and, you know, all of this heat. I'm just going to decide to dull myself for some time. Okay, and I'm going to become dark and make sure that I'm dark. I don't think any one of us is going to like that if the sun decides to do that, correct? So if, and I'm sure there's not one person in this world is going to say, I want the sun to stop shining. We want our breaks. We want darkness because we want to sleep. But the sun is always shining. Okay, it's just the earth that's, well, you're not looking at the sun at the time. But in the same way, if you want the sun to shine and you don't want it to stop doing its work and, you know, suddenly going dark and gloomy and sad and all this stuff, then each one of us actually, you know, has this responsibility, if you can call it, or joy of shining and letting our soul light shine and spread out into the world. And then we kind of attract similar events and people of kindred spirits. They kind of connect with us. And they also want to help us in our journey. So once you get into this abundance mind frame, you're going to give up on lack, because lack suddenly doesn't feel so good. Okay, no matter how good you feel when you're throwing like a huge depressed state of mood, a tantrum, sorry. So no matter however in that moment you feel, but later on, you know, you don't really feel so good. And when you're in the state of abundance, then you kind of feel good most of the time and you're attracting good things to you. So going forward into the show, into the Joyful Manifestation show, you know, we want to get into a little bit of technicality about energy and energy corridors. And I just want to explain a couple of things so that you kind of know what's happening. And, you know, before we go into that, I just would like to, you know, put you, take a 2-minute break and come back. So hang on there, hang on to your seat, hold on tight. Coming back in 2 minutes.
Welcome to the candy shop.
Should I push up on it? Temperature rising. Okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby. It's simple. If you be a, I'll be a. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the. After you work up a sweat, you can play with me. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let your lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Just between me and you, baby. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. Right at the right time. Lights on, a light off. She like a. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. With sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back again. This is the Joyful Manifestation Show. And I hope you heard the song. It was a candy shop. And we're going into another place where I just want to talk a little bit about energy, energy lines, energy corridors as such, and then soulmate manifestation. And I hope everybody loves romance because I love romance. I completely enjoy the thought of, you know, love and sex and all of these good things. Because to tell you the truth, love energy and sex energy are very, very high vibrations. Very high vibrations. So let's say you're fighting something really bad in your life, correct? And something bad has happened and you're fighting it and you want to start feeling good again. Sex energy is powerful. It has the ability to shift you in a few seconds, literally, literally. And just like, remember I said that you've got all these energy lines and you've got the sadness energy line, sickness energy line, fighting and aggression energy line, violence, war, all of these things. So just like that, you've got this energy line, which is purely sexual energy. This sexual energy is available to you. You can use it to create whatever you want. It is such a high vibration energy that it can heal your life. It can heal your health. It can heal your relationships. It can heal your mind. I don't know if anybody has been to a therapist recently or even read anything about the kind of therapy that people do right now. So the therapy that happens right now is basically trauma-based therapy. It's based on sad life events that have happened that has created trauma. I personally am not a psychologist, so or a psychiatrist, so I'm not in the medical field, so I can't give you medical advice, but I know for sure that if you go into a situation from the place of trauma or sadness, what you're trying to do is you're trying to heal something, but you kind of remain in the same loop for a very, very, very long time. Okay, and then, you know, you end up having medicines and things like that. But let's say you decide, and let's say you look at it from the terms of energy and manifestation. So what it means is you are now swimming in a pool of trauma energy. That's it. It's just energy. It's trauma energy. It's been created, one, because, you know, there was some trauma. Two, you attracted more trauma. Three, your mind is now in trauma. And now you have to deal with it, you know, with using therapy and everything, which is great, awesome. But if you start to think, you know, just a little bit, and again, we're not trying to take you away from whatever you're doing to heal yourself. Continue doing whatever it is that you need to do to heal yourself. But let's just introduce another angle to this. Think about it as an energy line of trauma. And that's what's around you right now. So now, into this trauma energy, instead of being in it, what if you bring in love energy? What if you bring in sex energy? What happens? Even physically, your mind, the trauma centers, okay, which are activated, and wow, they're like trauma, 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 trauma. But what if you bring in sex energy, love energy, and these areas of your brain or your mind and your energy are activated instead? It's a surefire cure. You know, you just slip into another frame of mind, into another energy. Look at it as manifestation. Don't look at it as a physical world only, but look at it as a energy world where so many wonderful things are happening, and you're sitting at home and you have this button, like a remote control, and you can say, okay, I'm done with the trauma energy. I want some sex energy right now. What's going to happen? You will start aligning yourself with people, places, and things that's going to bring you into this energy, the sex energy. Okay? Now, it doesn't mean that everybody has to go out and have sex immediately. Well, if you can, that's great, but that's your call, it's your will, it's your free will. But sex energy doesn't mean that everybody has to sleep with everybody around them, but it's just an energy that you can use to feel better in your life. And it is such a powerful energy that it can easily erode and take away all the negativity that is around you. So you can think sexy thoughts, you can get yourself a short skirt, you could do your hair differently, just feel good about yourself, and feel good about the people around you. Now, this brings this love and sex energy more into your life, and your mind is now operating on these lines of sex energy and love energy. Now, I just wanted to explain something. Let's say you're in an airplane, and the airplane is taking off. It's going through the clouds. So there is a chance, there is a bit of, well, a little bit of turbulence that can happen as a plane is going through the clouds, right? Because of all the thickness of the clouds. But as the plane rises up and it's now flying at, well, 33,000 feet, 35,000 feet, it starts to enter the calm skies. So as it enters calm skies, your flight, your journey is going to be calmer. It's just going to be very nicely cushioned, and you're going to be at an elevated place where you have smooth sailing, smooth flight. Okay? So this is how life is. If you are in turbulent energy, trauma energy, sadness energy, sickness energy, it is so important that, you know, you rise up about this, about all of these problems, and find a place where you feel good and calm. Just elevate yourself. I mean, just go up to a higher place. And that's your energy corridor. So you're now flying through, sailing through, going through an energy corridor that is absolutely calm and blissful, full of the good things that you've always wanted to see, rather than the turbulent energy that you were in, you know, when you were flying through the clouds. Take this to your relationships. If it's a marriage, if it's a partnership, you know, if you're not married, you're living together, if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, dating each other, it doesn't matter. If there's this fighting and bickering, people calling each other names, not understanding each other, that's equal to turbulence. that's equal to a plane going through turbulence. It's just what it is. Take a break and you decide, I'm going to change this. I'm going to change the way I perceive things. I'm going to come back with a new perspective. I'm going to take a break. You know, just talk to each other, say, look, we need some time out, and we need to get our things straightened and come back to it from a higher perspective. It's really going to be much better. You're going to have a much, much better experience in love, sex, relationships. You need the right energy around you. You cannot create good from bad energy. It just can't happen. And going to therapy really helps, you know, as you try to understand each other. But if you go to therapy and you're talking to the therapist and you're still in the same frame of mind, it's just going to be one whole game of criticizing each other and hurting each other. So basically, it's like solving something by staying and remaining in the place of turbulence, and that doesn't help, correct? So you want to make sure that you rise up to a higher level, you see things from a different perspective, and then you address things from that level. And in fact, if you decide that, okay, you're going to rise up to this higher level automatically itself, people change vis-a-vis you. Okay, the way that they now perceive you is different because the energy that you're giving is different. Think about it. Someone's trying to mess up your life or trying to be difficult is difficult. Maybe he's got issues. Maybe he's got problems. Maybe, you know, the way he was brought up was hard on him. Maybe he went through a few painful relationships where someone did not treat him right. Now, just as we want people to treat us right, and you know, we have our fears, our darkness, your partner could also be having his own fears, his own darkness, things that have happened to him, bad relationships, parents not being so nice, childhood not being so nice. So we're not here to be his therapist, of course, but what we can provide from our space is a really, really, really nice, joyful manifestation energy that we can flow, and the person who comes to us is affected in a positive way by this joyful manifestation energy that we're now flowing towards them. Because guess what? Maybe he doesn't know how to do it, but if you learn how to use the joyful manifestation process and how to become a joyful manifester, you can help him. It's all that there is. I mean, you don't need him to know everything. You need to know how to do it so that you can help him, because every shift that you have is going to have a corresponding effect on this person, this other person. This other person is now perceiving you differently. So how wonderful to be perceived differently, and how wonderful to know that, well, you know, you've got all these energies around you that are waiting to help you if you just call on them. You know, the sexual energy, the love energy, happiness energy, enthusiastic energy, like enthusiasm energy, and abundance energy, money energy. All of these energies are just waiting, and they're like the tools in your bag, and you can take them out and use them to create the life that you want. And so this thing about relationships and how difficult relationships are, well, guess what? It's in your hands now. You get to paint the kind of story, write the kind of story, paint the kind of painting that you want to paint. And you've got all the tools in your hands that we're going to help you with as we go into more and more shows, the Joyful Manifestation Show. You know, as we go further into it, we'll come up with so many interesting things. And, you know, if you decide that I'm tired of being a sad manifester, yes, there is something called a sad manifester. I'm tired of being a sad manifester. I'm tired of being a lack manifester. I'm tired of being an anger manifester. Well, then you've got a choice. You can become a joyful manifester, and you can decide to do it right now, today, and well, it doesn't cost much. You just have to listen. That's it. Just listen and listen to your inner self. Listen to positive people around you. Read the book Joyful Manifestation. You know, look at positive sayings and decide that you want to treat your relationship with your soulmate in a different manner. And we will go into more shows where, you know, we talk about soulmate manifestation and how exactly to manifest your soulmate and have a really, really good relationship with him. So having said that, you know, we want to go into the next part of our show, which has to do with career and money. And so we want to take a 2-minute break. And here's some good music for you to listen to while you hang on for the next part of the show on career and money manifestation.
Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard.
Work, 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 work.
Diamonds all in my ring, player. Gold watches, gold chain, player. 100,000 champagne, player. Yeah, my money insane, player. Yeah, I'm making it rain, player. But I was just on a plane, player. Buying gear, flying here. It ain't what you heard, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always so I get love for that. I heard he stole my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see it in my closet before it's on the rack. Was out there in Hawaii, now I'm going back. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Buy so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up and my family here and they so
The bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is The bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard.
Work, 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 work.
Hop your pretty ear, rip up up in this car. I'm out this world, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to buy rounds, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask, now they know who we are. Boss tip, walk in the building, I own it. Can tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, youngin' talk about grown biz. Many too busy jacking my swag. Need to mess around, get your own fit. Get your own cars, get your own clothes. Get your own chick. You ain't rapping my game, get your own click.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. And they gon' hate, but that's no prob. Don't ever trust them, don't need nothing from them. Some dudes will talking, but the things they claim it don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my, that's what I'm. And been one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most of them don't see.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
work, 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 work.
Hello, this is Sugandhi Iyer back again, and we are on the Joyful Manifestation Show. You're listening to the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're live on BBS Radio Station 1. We've been talking about manifestation and about energy lines, a little bit of relationship, a little bit of lack, a little bit of abundance. So we've kind of touched on some of these topics, and I do hope it helped. This next part is on money manifestation. Money, 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 money. I love money. I hope you love money. Okay? And I hope you're not judging me as I openly declare, I love money. I love everything that money buys me. I love it. I just love being able to go to a store and saying, you know, that's the TV that I want to buy. That's the car that I can think of. And, okay, I think I like that sofa. It looks really good. I think it's going to look really great in my living room. This bed, oh my God, it feels so good. This bed really, really feels good. And is this memory foam? Is this, you know, can it go up? Can it go down the bed? Well, I love it. I love everything. I love everything that money can buy. And I'm not going to pretend that I can be a monk and live in a place where, well, I can do that for, you know, periods of time. I can do it. I have the ability, I have the strength of mind, I have perseverance, I've got all of these great qualities that I know I can go live in a place that has nothing for weeks on end and I can be okay. But that's the other part of it. This part of it is I love comfort, I love luxury, and I love good things. I love everything that money can buy. So as you're listening to this, as you're listening to me talk and say these things, how do you feel? You know, if you were to go into yourself, how do you feel? Do you feel like, oh my God, this woman, what's she talking about? She's having this show, she's supposed to be helping the world, and she says, I love money. You know, who is she? Is she a, you know, scammer? What is she? No. It's your belief system about money. So if you have this discomfort when you hear people saying, I like this, I like that, I want to get this, I want to get that, that's your discomfort. That's not their discomfort. It's about you. And if you have this discomfort when people say they like money and they like the things that money can buy, then that discomfort is going to translate into guilt. Discomfort is probably coming from some kind of a guilt and translate into lack of money. Trust me, your belief system about money has a lot to do with it because your mind works on your belief system, what's inside you, what you think about most of the time. And if you feel that it's bad for me to live in this wonderful house, it's bad for me to, you know, have a diamond necklace, good clothes, good food. That's guilt. That comes from a place of discomfort. That comes from a place of lack. It's probably going to manifest into lack sooner or later. If you don't have a problem now, it can manifest going forward. Remember, whatever you tune into, that is what you will attract. Simply. It's just simple. That's what it is. So if you're riding past a rich person's home and you like that home and you appreciate it and you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, I love his home. I love her home. I wonder how they bought it. I wonder how they got the money to buy it. You know, what kind of genius mind exists in that person? And, you know, they could have inherited it, whatever, but they still have to maintain it. So there's some amount of hard work going into it. And if you appreciate their hard work, and if you appreciate the stuff that they might have put in life to get what they want, then that shows, you know, you're kind of flowing appreciation energy towards money. And money goes to people who appreciate it. It's, you know, money is not a fool. Money is not foolish. It is an energy. It's money energy. Just like, remember I said, you've got sadness energy, happiness energy. Money is an energy. You can either call it to you or you can push it away. It's your choice, correct? And it has nothing to do with the starving people of the world. It has nothing to do with all the war that's happening and all the terrible things that are happening. It has nothing to do with it. It's your desire for money, how much you want of it, and how you can make it. And if you decide that, you know what, I want to make money and I want to be rich. I want to live a good life. And you know, there are so many good things that I can do with this money. That's the kind of life that you're going to lead. And that's what the creator, creation forces of this universe, they're going to help you with getting more money because you're flowing appreciation towards money and all that money can do and all that money can buy. So right now, wherever you are in life, you know, whether you have a job, you don't have a job, whether you have debts, whether you've got a surplus of money, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just remember that you can become an amazing money manifester. And, you know, in we're going to go into this subject in future shows. You're going to talk about it, and we'll try to get you to a place where you become a magnet for money. So how does that sound? Do you like the sound of that? And if so, then I would, you know, ask you to tune in to future shows. We're running out of time. We're going to be closing soon. And the next show is on the 21st of December, I think, you know, exactly the next to next Thursday at 6 p.m. on the same channel, BBS Radio Station 1. If you have any questions, please feel free to write to me, okay? My email address is sugandhi@joyfulmanifestation.com. That's S for Sandy, U for Umbrella, G for Giraffe, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for Delhi, H for Harry, I for Indigo, sugandhi@joyfulmanifestation.com. And, you know, I love talking to you today, and I hope you enjoy talking, you know, listening to me talk. And like I said, if you have any questions, please do write to me, and please try to catch my next show. Really appreciate it. And I hope you had a wonderful time. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the day.